This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
You're listening to America's Diesel Podcast.
So everybody's heard, you know, all over Anthony, which is actually...
This week's podcast episode is brought to you by Fuel Bomb Diesel Additive, an additive designed for diesel enthusiasts, made by diesel enthusiasts. Ben, take it away.
Hell yeah, dude. So this is our in-house Fuel Bomb fuel additive for your diesel truck. Our biggest thing here is making sure that you can pretty much always have diesel additive on you all the time. You've got a lot of other additives out on the market that are, they have, you know, anti-gel in there all the time. They have cetane in there all the time. They end up being big and bulky bottles. Our standard everyday diesel fuel additive is 1 ounce per 32 gallons. And that's its main job is to make sure that your fuel system stays lubricated and prevents the formation of algae. And it should also help you in colder climates too.
Should definitely help you in colder climates. Along with cleaning your fuel system and maintaining it, it'll also help you bump that cetane number up for a more efficient burn of your diesel fuel. And if cetane is just what you're after, there's the Fuel Bomb Hellfire, which is our straight 8-plus cetane enhancer.
Yeah, and you guys asked, and we brought them back. We did go away from the bottles that didn't have the measuring little parts in there. We brought them back for you, so now you can measure out your 1 ounce per 32 gallons for the F-bomb or 4 ounces per 32 gallons for the Hellfire.
Both these additives are available on our website, dieselpowerproducts.com. Now let's get back to that episode.
This is America's Diesel Podcast. This is the intro. Yeah. Now we're done. Go.
Okay. So everybody's heard, you know, Oliver Anthony. Hell which yeah. It's not his actual name. Did you know that? That's his grandfather's name.
Yeah.
Oh, his name's Chris.
Nice.
Chris something, Lunsford something. Anyways, super, I mean, the song is a great song.
Speaks for itself.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah.
He was on the Joe Rogan podcast. Mm-hmm. And the dude's just a wholesome guy. Just a wholesome guy. Mm-hmm. It's just so cool. Tim Kennedy. Yeah. He made a post. He's like, finally, we made the right person famous. And yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like this dude is a, which I didn't realize that he had an accident in a warehouse where he like smacked his head like real bad. Mm-hmm. And he was in the hospital for a few days and whatnot. And he was battling with like depression and that sort of thing. And
I knew that part. I didn't know it was because of a
So he didn't really tie that together to it. And when he was mm-hmm. talking to Joe Rogan, he's like, dude, that's what happens like with fighters, with like football players. Like you get a brain injury, like that can fuck with your mm-hmm. all your shit. Anyways, but again, yeah, making the right guy famous. He was just on he's on Joe Rogan's, and the cool thing I just saw on Instagram is Joe had him play at his comedy club in Texas. And you can just see the smile on the guy's face when he comes out. He's just like, and the guy turns down, you know, I think a lot of people that mm-hmm. make a song like that goes viral and they get offered a bunch of money and put a bunch of money in their face. They would probably, let's do this.
Let's go.
Hell yeah. No, mm-hmm. He's not doing it. He's like, I'm going to do it all myself. I can respect that,
especially because then it's your choice.
Yeah.
It's whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, super cool dude. I'm sure you know, all of our listeners probably feel the same way, but it's some good news. Some good news.
Yeah, and we were talking about it earlier, but I do think it was a wise decision for him not to go with any big corporate label.
Absolutely.
By any means, because at that point there's censorship, so they'd have to like listen to all the songs and be like, we're not going to put this one out.
Yeah, I mean, how many people are fed up with fuel prices, with all this taxation going on, with I mean, just look at like even the housing market, like it's just,
yeah.
Oh, it's Bidenomics. It's Bidenomics. It's working. The fuck it is. Like this, I mean, the country is going downhill fast, and just like, you know what he says, like people need to start coming together, be more human.
Yeah.
Except for Duramax owners. Y'all can I'm just joking, but
no, but in this case you guys can come too.
No, it's
in each other.
Yeah. We can't help ourselves. We can't help ourselves.
Like I will fight tooth and nail for you, but I'm still gonna call you an asshole to your
face.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, like I would like save you from like falling over a cliff. And be like, fuck, you got soft hands.
Yeah. As you're picking them up, you chubby piece of shit.
You Duramax owners.
It's like you'd pick him up off the ground or somebody punched him, and then you beat the guy up together.
What are you wearing, Birkenstocks?
And then you turn around and like,
no wonder you fell off this cliff.
As soon as you pick him up and get everything taken care of, you turn around, sweep the leg and push him on the ground, call him a bitch. Just so you know, we're not friends.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
I better not see you at school tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the other thing about him too is he they played his video and his song on the Republican debate. The first debate.
Yeah.
And he's suing Fox.
Well, he did that. So I started following him.
And his response was great.
Yeah, he's like, they played my video at the debate. He's like, but little do they know, he's like, I thought it was hilarious because I basically wrote that song about all those people.
Yeah.
Which,
and he's not left or right. And he's mentioned that in other videos too. He's like, he's pretty dead center, which honestly, I think a lot of people are. And little rant before we get started here.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before too, but like it's, I'd say the majority of people also, when you talk about like bell curves and stuff like that, the majority of the people, like that inner 60 to 80%.
Yeah.
We're all not that far off from each other.
Yeah.
It's just that outer laying 10 to 20% on each side.
Yeah.
They're the loudest.
They have the loudest voice.
And they make all of the other ones look real shitty.
Yeah.
And when you think about a bell curve, that's what we mean as far as like the bell curve, the majority in the middle and the small parts on the outside. They're the ones fucking it up for everybody.
Yeah.
If the 80% just sat back and said, no, we don't like you guys.
Yeah.
You'd be fine.
Yeah.
Just like a normal group of people again.
Yeah, but enough with politics. Let's get down to some ingenious. Was it facetious?
Good word.
Yeah,
nice one.
Yeah,
give him a gold star.
Yeah,
for the day.
Star of the day. Vocabulary. Some
ingenious A1. Engineering.
Two gold stars.
Yeah, here's one that I wouldn't even say like try and fight for in a fist fight. It's these dollies, I guess, is what they're called.
What's the manufacturer? So we make sure we're making fun of the right people.
Yeah, so this is an article off Motor Trend.
Again,
it's a somewhat old article, but it's from September 22nd, 2021. Let's see. Canadian entrepreneur Lawrence Strauss has devised a load divider dolly trailer equipped with three air springs. It rigidly connects the truck's Class 3 hitch receiver. Class 3, allowing the dolly to serve as an additional loaded axle with passive steering. Two air springs support the axle and shoulder some of the rear axle's burden. A third imparts a torque moment between the hitch receiver and the trailer to shift some payload and burden to the front axle. So basically, you've got like a dually axle, potentially, or a single rear wheel axle hanging out off your trailer hitch.
The title of the article though is we have talked about this many a times. I think it was the Heavy Half Ton episode.
Mm-hmm. Just buy the right fucking truck.
Yeah,
episode over.
It is. But we're gonna talk about it a little bit here. But the title of the article is "How to Make Your Half Ton Truck Work Like a Super Duty." People. There's a lot of issues with this. For one, the truck that they're testing here, it looks like an older F-150. Okay, I'll give them that.
It's not old.
Look at it.
I mean, it's that's
older.
Like, I mean,
5 years old.
No, I'd say it's like, actually, yeah, you're probably right. I was going to say it's probably like mid-late 2000s.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think they talk about the cost of this thing, too, on here. But just, okay. So just imagine you spend, say, $30,000 on a half-ton truck. Okay. You buy something, you buy a trailer that, come to find out, when it's loaded, your truck tows it like shit.
Probably should have done my research. Okay, moving on.
Probably should have done more research. But then you see, oh, there it is right there. Then you see this company that makes this thing claiming, hey, we can make your half-ton truck tow like a Super Duty. And when I think Super Duty, I think of a Ford Super Duty.
Yeah, 3/4 1-ton.
Okay. So now you have to spend an additional, they say $5,000 to $7,000 Canadian, which is like, I think the way that they phrase it is kind of like a rough price.
Yeah.
Okay. On top of the truck that you bought. So now you're in this truck, we'll say $40,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a lot of 3/4 trucks that you could buy for $40,000 or less, and you wouldn't have to have this super freaking gay, ridiculous trailer hitch addition on the back of your truck, making it's it just, 6 feet longer.
Yeah, it's not helping anything.
Yeah, your turning radius probably sucks. And it's ugly. It's, to be honest, it's hideous. Like I don't understand it. Also, when you're essentially, this is the company is essentially saying, hey, you can overload your truck with this. This makes it okay. But they're not taking into consideration transmission. They're not taking into consideration axles. Mm-hmm. The steering on these trucks is tiny in comparison to a Super Duty. I don't understand why people want to try to make a truck that can't do a thing do the thing if you just add this thing. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Just do the right thing first time.
If you cry once, buy once. Or buy once, cry once.
Both of them works. Yeah.
Whatever. So, yeah, talk about stupid engineering. Like, who?
It just, it's fucking irritating.
Like, is there truly a market for something like that?
Yes.
There is. You think so?
Yes. Unfortunately, I know the people that want to buy these
wow.
things.
Okay.
Excursion owners.
Really?
Yes. Because they're not this particular one we're looking at, but there is a company that.
Oh, that makes it like a fifth wheel hitch.
To be able to tow like a fifth wheel behind an excursion. And I'm not saying they're right or wrong, okay? Because yeah. I've actually, if you're part of any of the excursion groups on Facebook, like the bigger ones, you may see me active on there. I am fairly active. I do comment on a lot of stuff. But the reason they want them is because most excursion owners that think about towing stuff like that, they have a family that has maybe 4 or 5 kids where they are actually filling the seats and they want to pull a trailer, but they also want to pull a trailer that's big enough to do what they want. And at the end of the day, a Ford Excursion...
I know, but you knew that when you bought the Excursion. You knew right. that fifth wheels were out of the question.
Yes.
And at this point in time, you can get a bumper pull trailer that's pretty damn big.
It's not bad.
I mean, you truly can.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a big enough, heavy enough truck that you could probably get some of the biggest of the big, you know, it might take you 4 hours to go 100 miles, but... But you can hook up to it and tow a pretty large bumper pull.
Weight distribution hitch, really spend some time dialing it in.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine. Hi, Mark. Flop squat. Mark's peeking on us on the door.
Yeah.
Are you leaving? No, now you're leaving.
Yeah.
Don't hit your head on the way out, dickhead. I love you. Bye. And that's how we treat our friends.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
But yeah, so a lot of excursion owners, I'd say probably it's like once or twice a year, especially in the beginning of the year, like once the weather turns around to get warm, that post, a post of those things gets put on regularly because, oh, I want to buy a big trailer. I want to do this, but I have an excursion because I have five kids and I have this and I don't want to take two vehicles and do this and blah, blah. And everybody's like, oh, that's a great idea, blah, blah. And then the conversation usually goes to like, that thing is 12 grand.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you just buy a motorhome? Like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. If you're already going to buy a fifth wheel.
Like, why are we stressing about this that much? And then there's always the next part of it, which is like,
oh, that's an extra engine. It's a,
yes. You know. Or the next part is like, well, I get it. You may be able to actually physically move more, but like, do you plan on upgrading your brakes? Do you plan on upgrading your transmission? Because like, while you may be able to physically distribute the weight it's supposed to, like, you're still going to have to move the weight.
Yeah. Like, I didn't even mention brakes with something like that, yeah, with a half tone.
Brakes,
like,
transmission, cooling packages. Like, what's that? You have an 02 with a 7.3 in it. It's an excursion. Yeah. And it's got like 304,000 miles on it and everything's stock.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to blow it up.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be a fun time.
Yeah.
You're going to post back. If you buy that, you're going to post back on here in about 3 weeks after your first trip and be like, I could barely go 20 miles an hour up these passes. And I just slow down four times because my brakes overheated. And
semi-trucks
kind of
passing me.
Semi-trucks passing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. So unfortunately I do know the exact people that would want to get that. And I agree that like, if there was an answer, there should be, but at the end of the day, it really is just like, buy the right tool for the job.
Yeah.
And I, as much as I would like to say like, oh, this could be a fix for a problem. So let's take the cost of this thing out of the equation, right? Let's say it wasn't actually that expensive, right? Okay. Let's say that you're someone that has to move a shit ton of weight, not a long distance, and it has to be this truck, okay? Then yeah, there's your option, okay? But then when I say like a shit ton of weight a lot longer, I'm thinking like, again, I'm not a farmer, but I'm thinking farmers moving a fuck ton of hail or fuck ton of bay. Fuck. Second episode. hail and bay. Ton of hay.
A bunch of bay seasoning?
Yeah. You got a whole bunch of old bay in there. Yeah.
And then it just hails a lot. Yeah. It fills up your bed.
It's absolutely insane.
Weird day.
You're moving a shit ton of weight. It doesn't have to go fast. It doesn't have to go far. You're moving like it's like you got to go like 10 miles down the road. And it doesn't matter if you go 10 miles an hour. You just got to get there.
Yeah.
Right. And it has to be that truck. Okay. But then when you say, oh, by the way, it costs $7,000, my first thought was like, so I got to do that to be able to do that. And I just talked about Super Duties, but like, you know what the first thing I would do is, if that was a question? Oh, I have $7,000? Okay. I'm going to take $7,000 and buy the heaviest duty.
Yeah.
Old truck I can find.
Yeah.
Because there is a difference between old heavy duty trucks and new heavy duty trucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Old heavy duty trucks, it's like the horsepower wars. They were like, oh, we can do this weight. We can do like 10 times that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We won't fucking break.
Yeah.
Just try it.
Yeah.
I mean, you got leaf packs that don't flex until they have like 4,000 pounds on them.
Yeah.
I would go buy the old, like, literally, if I had $7,000, I would buy like a 99 to 03 7.3 F450 with a manual, dually. And just, it probably has 430 gears in it. I put stock tire size on it.
Yep.
Get all the mechanical advantage I can. I would maybe put a tuner on it. Just make sure it didn't have any boost leaks. And just run the fucking piss out of it.
Yeah.
And just know that, like, yeah, it's going to move that weight for that amount of time.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fine. It's probably going to move it better than our truck.
Well, let's talk about this, though, too. I'd be so embarrassed if I pulled up somewhere and I had that on the back of my truck. Like,
I feel like the
embarrassment alone.
Yeah.
I would rather take that $7,000... Just keep in your bank account and pay someone to tow your trailer around for you. It's be like, hey, I'm camping here this weekend. Here's $500. Go drop it off where I'm camping and then pick it up when I'm done.
Yeah.
I would rather do that than have that behind my truck.
My wife.
The embarrassment.
Yeah.
And then also the storage. You have to store that thing. Where are you putting that thing? In your garage? And then your neighbors are going to come over and be like, what the hell is that thing? It's like, well, that's the thing I use to tow my trailer with. And then your neighbors look at you like, The hell's wrong with you?
Yeah. Are you
cooking the food tonight?
Are you fucking retarded?
Yeah.
Sir?
just the embarrassment from people with heavy duty trucks towing something, like being passed by like a Super Duty towing a bigger trailer.
Yeah.
Or even a smaller trailer. Yeah. Just whizzing past you and you have that set up.
That would just, like, so my wife, who could not care less.
Yeah.
Like, about how things look on vehicles and whatnot.
Yeah.
Even she.
Yeah.
I feel like would eventually, she may not pick up on it initially.
Yeah.
But the first time we stop somewhere.
Yeah.
And she's like, why do we have that other thing that no one else has?
And you're like, well.
And I'm trying to explain to her, oh, it's because we have this.
It's actually really cool, babe.
It's actually really cool. And she's like, why? And this is like, even my wife's, again, I love my wife, very smart person. She almost by choice doesn't care about vehicles, which I'm glad.
Yeah.
Not because like I'm trying to like pull one over on her, but like that's something that I don't want her to have to care about.
Right.
As a husband, especially as someone who works on cars, I just want her to know that every time she wants to start her car, it starts and runs and drives.
Yeah.
If she wants to drive it 1,000,000 miles tomorrow, it'll still work. That's my job as her husband and a car guy. Even she may be like, that's fucking gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, yep. Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
She's like, why don't you just buy a bigger truck?
Yeah, like other dudes at the gas station would be like, hey guys, check this out. I'm gonna fuck his wife.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a toter on the back. Yeah. What he's a douche.
He's got this extra axle with a toter on the back. Look at that. Look at that guy. Yeah. I'm gonna hear his wife. I bet she won't mind.
He won't even say anything.
He won't say anything. Because he knows that he's
yeah.
beta.
Yeah. He sits down to pee. I guarantee it.
I bet your pee makes a different sound when it hits the water.
It sounds feminine.
Sounds feminine.
When it hits the water.
Yeah. Name that movie.
Yeah.
We're not going to say it, but you should know that movie if you listen to us long enough.
But yeah, just the sheer embarrassment alone is would be... Like, I don't even know what I would say when someone would like come up to me like at a gas station. I'd just be like, hey, UFO! Yeah. As I'm turning, it's like...
Yeah. And there's like no excuse you could give that would be like, well, we just bought this F-150. When'd you buy the trailer?
Right after.
Yeah, so which one was the bad choice?
Yeah.
Did you buy the trailer because you're dumb, or did you buy the truck because you're dumb?
Yeah.
Which one was it? Because
you're going to be...
Either way, it was a bad choice, and now you're trying to make up with it. You're covering more money.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so upside down in the truck. Cool. So buy a different truck.
Yeah.
Or, fucking hear me out. Buy a trailer that's meant to work.
With your truck.
With your truck.
Shocking. Shocking.
Shocker.
Wise words. Right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's an option.
In this picture, let's say, like, yeah, it's an F-150. Buy a trailer that's meant to work with that truck.
Yeah.
Get a nice hitch on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, get some nicer, like, EBC brakes and rotors on there, or pads and rotors. And, you know, just make sure you know that, you know, you're going to be working this truck hard. Change the diff fluid.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one, yeah. Change the diff fluid.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. It's going to come back to me. Hold on. Oh. Okay. Imagine their, like, disclaimer when they sell that. It's probably 8 pages long.
Yeah, may cause flaccid penis.
May cause your wife to leave you. But in all seriousness, like, say, like, you're buying this, you understand the risk of towing something heavier than what your truck's rated for, brakes.
Basically.
All this, like, if you are going down a pass and you die because your brakes fail.
It's on you.
Like, it's totally on you. Like...
Hey, it has to. Thanks for the $7,000. It's a bad choice.
Seriously, I mean, really, like there. I bet you it's long as shit. Like I don't even know if that thing's like released. If you can like buy it, but like it has to be like the biggest disclaimer ever. Because you know what people are gonna do.
Yeah,
people are gonna get a giant freaking trailer and tow that with a half ton truck.
And you've heard. me kind of make the distinction, and this is for listeners too, because I know you and I've had this conversation before. I think you and I have also had this conversation before. Put a quarter on that one. There is a significant difference between moving weight and towing.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I mean by that is kind of like the whole hay bale situation. Yeah, you can move some weight. You can have your 70,000 pound trailer that your truck is wrapped out at going 6 miles an hour. And yeah, you moved it from here to there. Yes, you did. But could you tow that? No, not a chance.
No.
No, you're not towing. You're just moving it.
Yeah.
And
I only see one like functional area for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like an RV dealership. That maybe has like an F-150 work truck that they like poke around on, you know, and move trailers around.
I think you're onto something, but not quite. RV dealership,
they're usually going
to sell it with to sell someone a heavier trailer. Oh, you have an F-150, but you plan on getting a bigger truck? We'll just get this in the meantime.
Well, I think
and you can sell it back to us.
Sign this form, sign this release form after we sell this to you, because if you die,
because if let's
you
say
don't you, come back to us.
Let's say you're buying a $70,000 trailer. What's an extra $5,000 financed on there?
Yeah, well, it's no big deal. We can just tack that right
just
on.
Tack that right on.
I'm there talking like as like I wasn't saying it like that, but as like this is a.
I follow you.
We need to move trailers around the lot.
Yeah, get like a single cab short bed F-150 with that on
the back.
Yeah,
we just need to move trailers around the lot.
Small wheelbase.
It's perfectly flat, and they go 3 miles an hour around the lot.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think...
But then they also have, like, I don't know, like a forklift that can do the same thing.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Like,
or, I don't know, six young strapping men.
Yeah.
It's got wheels.
Yeah.
I've got feet. Make it work.
Yeah, so... Bad idea. Don't buy it.
It's all bad.
It's just bad.
It's like, all bad.
There's nothing good about that.
So the one that I saw that always gets brought up in the excursion group actually doesn't have a steer. It doesn't steer those wheels that hang off the back. And
does that one?
Yes, it's got a little ram right there. It steers them.
Okay.
So it's a steer axle, which is nice. But then again, look, it's five lug. How much weight is that actually going to carry?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about that. Anyways, but the one that always comes up in the excursion group, it's actually a dually axle. And it's either that or it's like an eight lug with like some really heavy ply tires on there. And it's not a steer axle. So when they show the drone video of it getting ready to like turn and stuff like that, as it's turning, you can literally see the rubber being left on the pavement of just trying to turn with... And like that was one of the things I commented. I was like, "Has anybody talked about like the amount of scrub happening here?"
Yeah.
Like, and then you start thinking about it. It's like, okay, so this thing hanging off the back of your hitch, hanging behind your rear axle, okay, and it's supposed to take the load of whatever's on there. So let's say you have the load of that trailer on that hitch, which doesn't steer. You now have that somewhat transferring weight to the vehicle. And then you have your front wheels, and you have an angle moment behind the trailer, like on top of that axle in the back, and then you have your front wheels steering. And you have these two wheels, two sets of fixed wheels that don't steer. They're like 8, 9, 10 feet apart.
Yeah.
But then you're trying to steer.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how much, like, longitudinal stress that puts on the factory axle?
Yeah.
Like... Especially because, all these excursion folks are all trying to do this on trucks that have like 250, 300, 350,000 miles on them because they're all old now.
Yeah.
And they probably, and again, maybe they've had these things for a long time. They've been great for hauling their family. And it's fine. They bought them at 100,000 miles and now they have 250. They hold their family just fine. Well, guess what? All those bearings that are like on the end of their life, you've now asked them to do like triple duty.
Yeah.
Right now. And not only triple duty, but you're going to put them in a really bad scenario by putting this really hard lateral movement on them.
Yeah.
And you're just going to start fucking shit up.
It's moral of the story.
You start breaking spring hangers off. Just like you start, and as they catch you, like, just all of a sudden you just like bust a spring hanger through the back of the excursion. Like, fuck that.
Just buy the right truck.
Just buy the right fucking truck.
Just buy the right truck.
Or buy the right trailer.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's a $7,000 Band-Aid for
a stupid
decision.
It's ugly.
And I don't think my wife would allow me to see her naked.
Yeah.
If I had that. Yeah. She'd be like, no, not for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Not until you have a man truck.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, fuck, babe, you're right.
Yeah. It's just super stupid. It's really dumb.
It actually kind of makes me angry.
I thankfully, I have not seen one on the road.
That was my exact next comment.
But we also are not in Canada, and they might be on the road in Canada. Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know. All I can say is a lot of the, again, going back to the excursion groups, because that's a very concentrated group of people that would actually like truly think about this.
Yeah.
Because they do run to a bigger trailer.
Yeah. Right? I'm sure the truck probably rides like shit too after that, because you're putting tension.
I imagine.
Like on the.
Well, and they have the air spring on the front to try and transfer some of that weight, like a weight to the front wheels.
Yeah.
So it's like they're trying. Like it's. They're trying. I will give them that. They're trying.
That's the problem, though.
Yeah, they're trying.
You're trying at something that is you shouldn't be trying
it
at.
It shouldn't have to be in the first place.
Yeah.
But the... What was that? People in the excursion groups, people post a lot of pictures of them on road trips and towing and stuff like that. Because, again, it's a very active group.
Yeah.
And it's I do. Like, the two or three excursion groups I'm part of on Facebook, they're legitimately, like, my favorite groups.
Yeah.
It's a good, wholesome bunch of people, and they're just... It's nice. It's if you're part of any other like truck or mechanical forums, you know that it can get real vicious real fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And I will say in the excursion oriented ones, the vibe is generally very like same team.
Yeah,
all trying to help.
Yeah.
Luckily, I have yet to see someone actually using one of these because posting pictures. So maybe they're so embarrassed they don't post pictures.
Probably.
But I feel like if they were part of that group, they would feel the need to post that picture because they have the thing they saw in the group.
Yeah.
Because it's part of that thing. Like it's.
Yeah.
I don't have one of their stickers, but there's an excursion club sticker that they sell. And whenever it's like the fucking rubber duckies with Jeeps. Whenever people see it, hey, is this you? Are you on the forum? What's up, dog? Where you been? Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And part of me is
dolphin dive high five.
Yeah, yeah. Built on purpose.
Yeah.
But I'll never be that guy. I'll never be that club sticker guy. Like honestly, I thought about at one point buying it because I wanted to support the club. Because honestly, I do enjoy it. But the second part,
we all love all of our horsepower together is like a new Cummins.
Yeah,
we're okay. White toast only.
Yeah, white toast. White bread, yeah. Burnt to a crisp. That's how I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a quarter stick of butter.
Yeah. Plain hamburger.
Oh, yeah. Ketchup is too spicy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's too spicy. I can't handle that.
It's a can. Yeah.
Yeah. My esophagus.
The heartburn.
Yeah. Get the heartburn. Yeah. This shit's just stupid. And I hope that no one ever actually does that. And I thoroughly hope that if you're considering that and listening to this, that you just buy the right damn truck.
Yeah.
And if you just have to have that bigger trailer now, here's the thing. People buy and sell trailers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler may be able to attest to this as well. But I feel like people buy you. It's easier to sell a trailer if a half ton can tow it.
Yeah.
Because it's a whole bigger market.
It's an entry level market.
Yeah. It'll get sold.
Yeah.
Like you'll be able to get into a new one later on or another one later on. You'll hopefully get your money out of it as long as you don't wreck it or fuck with it too much. But just get the right damn trailer for the truck you're driving. And it doesn't have to be your forever trailer first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's honestly one of the hills I have to get over because I do want to get a trailer eventually. And I keep kind of putting it off more and more and more for other reasons too. Like, I don't have a place to fucking park it,
right,
for starters. But... that is something I'm going to do in the future.
Yeah.
And I have to keep telling myself that it's not a forever thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think, Corey?
Random thought here. This came stemmed off of your little Facebook group thing.
Mm-hmm.
I miss the days of forums.
They're brutal.
Yeah. I was saying, yeah. I'm like 50-50 on that. Like,
I love jumping on Pirate and just like, reading all the trash talking about stupid builds and but I also loved like the in-depth like tech shit as well, you know. So
yeah,
I've made some forum posts on back in the day, the Ranger Station. Ranger forum, obviously. I made a lot of posts on there, read a lot of stuff. But as someone who's on this side of the counter with forums, I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So to give you guys a little taste of, and Tyler knows more about this than I do because it was more of his time before I got hired. We still tried to kind of stay alive with it there. But so I would say forums, like the actual forums, like before Facebook groups came out and all stuff like that.
Yeah.
It pretty much, that was like, man, like 15, 16 when the actual groups came out. But up until then, forums were still relatively active. Like, remember posting on forums in 12, 13, 14. but as a business, here's the thing. If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah.
And the beauty and somewhat the good and bad thing about Facebook is at least there is usually some sort of personal accountability on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just because you're the same person commenting on every single forum that you're, or group that you're part of. So at least there's some sort of accountability. Whereas on a forum, you know, one person could be three. And one person could have four different names on four different forums talking shit about the same damn thing. And as a manufacturer, you know, people love to talk shit more than they like to talk good about other people.
Yeah.
Myself included. Like, it's way easier to talk shit about Duramaxes than it is to, like, talk fun about 7.3s. Like, if someone's like, hey, man, let's talk shit about Duramax. Like, let's crack a beer. Let's do it. Let's talk about good things about 7.3s. Like, so... It's more fun to talk shit.
Yeah.
Fact. And there's so much of that on the forums.
Yeah.
And it spirals down so fast. Like, so back in like 14, 15, maybe 16, I know that I was in charge of the Ford forums.
Cummins.
You were Cummins. And then that eventually went to Ash. And then Sands was Duramax stuff.
Yeah.
And it got to a point to where if we wanted to actually be involved and productive and actually have a stake in the claim, like not just always be late to the ball, it would literally be a full-time job. Like almost wouldn't answer phones anymore.
Yeah.
Like something had to go away. We still answer phones, but emails had to leave. It took up so much of that work space time. That it eventually was the executive decision, like, fuck forums, we're out.
Yeah.
You know, and there are, I believe we still have memberships. I think I still have logins for the PowerStroke stuff. I do get notifications in my email all the time about things. And I'll be honest, if you comment on any of the PowerStroke stuff that I or we have posted in the past, if it's a real question that's like, that I can answer, I'll answer it. But it won't be on the forum. It'll be direct email, or I'll call you.
Yeah,
like it's very few and far between because a lot of times the questions that people ask, other people answer, or they just it's a common question like, what does EBV mean? Like, why the fuck are you commenting on a post from 2013?
Have you done
it? Says what does EBV mean?
Have you done a simple Google search? Like, done. You don't even almost don't even need forums anymore.
It's true.
Because even if you Google search something, you'll find that question that was posted on a forum years ago and you might get an answer, but most of the time you have to kind of scroll through it to find it, or you'll just find the answer just by yourself. Like they're kind of on their way out, I feel.
Or you listen to this podcast.
Yeah,
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
By the way, EBV stands for exhaust back pressure valve. It's for 7.3s.
Or the warm-up valve, some people call it.
I've even heard it called the stovepipe valve.
That's so fucking dumb.
So fucking dumb. if you ever plan on doing any sort of turbo work, you're going to delete that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're going to get an EBV delete pedestal or a non-EBV pedestal and a non-EBV turbo outlet. And one of the beautiful things about KC Turbos, not sponsored, going to give them a shout out here, is pretty much all of their turbos come with a non-EBV outlet already attached to it. So all that you need is the non-EBV pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, shout out to KC Turbos. I love your guys' shit. We sell the fuck out of your guys' stuff. And for any of those that are listening that have like a 990373, if you're even considering buying a new turbo, or spending anywhere over say $600 for a turbo on your truck and you have stock injectors or a little bit bigger or something like that, get the KC Stage 1. You will not fucking regret it. It is a fantastic turbo. It's like 1100 with no core.
Yeah.
Get that turbo. I'm dead serious. Stock injectors with tuning. Fantastic fucking turbo. There is no reason why anybody should ever be putting a stock turbo back on your truck unless you're literally just buying the $100 rebuild kit. Like, don't even do the center section. Don't do the KC 300 Series X wheel and turbo. Just get, if you're not spending 75, spend the 11.
Yeah.
You will not regret it. There's my shout out. And they are not a sponsor, by the way. I only know that because I bought some of their shit and put it on my own truck.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that being said, buy the right truck for the job. Buy a KC Stage 1 for your 7.3 stock injectors. And don't be a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And don't buy this stupid trailer tow extra thing, axle whatever. Thing, especially if you have a wife or a boyfriend.
We're going to call it the Fagler.
Tyler coming in with the hitters at the fucking end of the episode. I fucking love you.
It's a Fagler.
We gotta end this episode because if I start talking, we're on to a deep spiral, then we're all gonna get fucking canceled. That being said, folks, we greatly appreciate all you guys tuning in.
Don't buy the Fagler.
Yeah, don't buy.
Bye.
We have a Facebook group, Fuck Forums, yeah. Facebook group. Find us, our own YouTube channel. Do that. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe and check us out at dieselpowerproducts.com.
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.